What we'd like to do is take you on a meditation. It's time for the technique. Woohoo, it's here. So we suggest that you, you know, put things down or make yourself comfortable so that you can get into a position where you can stay for a period of time, where you can really just relax and stay comfortable in a period of time, where you use a minimal amount of stress and muscular tension to hold yourself in position. Get to the most easy position you can figure out how to do. And if you're not comfortable, we apologize for that, but do the best that you can. Okay? And try and get if you're sitting, try to get your head really straight, and you're so that it won't like fall over as soon as you get relaxed. Just see if you can get a good place where it's balanced. And then as you get into that position, that you just take a nice, comfortable, not a deep breath, don't get a big breath, don't do any kind of yoga, kind of breath, nothing like that. No stress, no push, okay? Just take a comfortable breath, and when you let the breath out, you just kind of, and you just relax your whole body as much as you can. Just feel that all the tension in all your muscles are just going with that exhale. And do that maybe 2-3 times. Just let that energies drop. Let the tension drop. Okay? Closing your eyes as you do this. Going inside. Finding your center, whatever that means to you. And it's almost as if there's like a curtain being pulled across in front of your eyes, just a privacy curtain. You're inside now. You're inside. You're in yourself. You're here in the present with your body. Let go of any thoughts about what you're going to do later today or what happened before you got here or yesterday. So all the past and the future, just let all the stuff go and just be here in the present moment right now as best you can, paying attention to your breathing. And then even stop paying attention to your breathing. Just bring your attention up to your third eye or behind your eyes, gently, without straining your eyes, without stressing your eyes. As if you're just very casually, very easily, in a very relaxed way, just kind of looking into the unknown, into the nothing in front of you. Just to kind of looking like, what's there? What is there? Just paying attention to the future that's there. Because the future is in front of you, in front of your eyes, right out there somewhere. Just watch. You're in the present, just watching. Watching out there. What's out there? What's there? Without straining. Don't strain to see it. Just pay attention. You may not feel that you can focus there, but if you can focus very gently, that would be great. You may be able to focus there with one eye or the other, but not both. And just focus with your dominant eye if you can't do both. Just pay attention to your focus. Just gentle, easy focus. Don't strain, don't try hard, don't push. Just easy, looking into the future. And as you're just relaxed, looking into the, looking forward, looking towards the future, call upon your imagination. Call upon your team. You may not know who they are, you may. If you know their names, call their names mentally. Or if you don't know their names, just say, hey, team, be with me now. And you also notice a whole bunch of stars, a starry sky. Points of light, hundreds, thousands of points of light, those stars surrounding you. Let yourself feel safe. Those stars, those points of light, are beings of light who have come to be with you. They love you. They're your friends from this life, other lives, other dimensions. They're with you. They've come to witness. They've come to honor and respect you. And some of those stars move out of their position in the sky around you and come together and form a bright star, a big star. Those stars that moved from their position and moved into the big star are the members of our group. We are a group who become one. This big star is us as one. Even though your guides and you have joined in with us, we are here specifically to work with you as well. So let the big star send you some light, send you a beam of light, a beautiful golden beam of light. Gold, like liquid metal, shimmering, shining, golden light. Golden light, the light of your destiny. The color of destiny. Color of your mission. And let us send you that light and wrap you up in it. Let that light surround you. Let it be like a column of light that you are within. Suspended within. Let us surround you, love you. You are safe. Let yourself feel safe. And now looking once again at that future point, at that point of focus in front of you, a light may appear, or not. But engage your imagination now. You've called it in. You've called in your guides. We are with you. It's all set. So now call, using your imagination, call your future you to appear. Now it won't appear physically, necessarily. It'll appear in your imagination. So imagine that 2 years into the future, there you are, standing maybe 20 feet away, maybe a little further, a little closer. But there is this figure standing there. It's you. You can recognize you because it's your eyes, your body. And there's this luminosity around you. Around this wonderful future you is like, whoa. That's me in 2 years. This future you knows who they are. Way more than you do. They love more and greater and greater depth, loving themselves and loving others, giving and receiving love at a higher level than you. They feel fulfilled. There's a sense of great peace in them. They have prosperity and resources you don't have yet. They have loving relationships, maybe some new people you don't have yet. They're smiling because they feel fantastic. They have a health and vitality level that's beyond what you feel now. They're comfortable in their body, so comfortable, so relaxed, so happy. It's like all they can do to suppress giggling and laughing, they're so happy. They have it all. They have a sense of purpose. They know what they're doing. They know where they're going. And you just think, oh my gosh, I want to be there. They're free. Just feel the radiance coming from them. Maybe you see golden light around them. Maybe you see brilliant, huge rainbows. Maybe you see sparkles and shimmers. They're luminous. It's like their skin glows. Their skin shines. You can feel their love just oozing out of them so delightfully. You're feeling their radiance. You're feeling their presence. They look so happy and blissful. They feel so good. They have so much. They're so celebratory. They're blissfully happy. Come on, imagine. Imagine. They're connected into 5D. Fifth dimension. They're holding a beautiful resonance. And now imagine a ball of light, translucent ball of light around them. Just lovely, protective, goldeny, shimmery. You just feel so much wonderful radiance. And then to your delight and surprise, your future you acknowledges you, smiles at you, and opens their arms to you. They invite you. By opening their arms, they invite you to come. And you do. So in your imagination, you move forward, you walk forward. It's almost like there's a path between you and them, and you walk on this path towards them. And as you get closer, you start to run, just like in the movies, you know. And you run, and they open their arms, and you run into their arms, and they hold you. And this incredible being of light holds you. You wrapped already in love and light from us and from all your friends on the other side, your team, and your future you hold you. Let yourself receive this love now. Let yourself receive this belonging. Let yourself receive this peace. Just let it drench you. Let it come into you. Let it, their heart to your heart, gift you. Gift you that love, that freedom, that feeling of empowerment. and that sense of wondrous reliance on a positive and supportive and loving universe, on a magical path towards union with the divine, you can feel this connection. Feel it, imagine it, make it up. Come on, make it stronger now. Amplify out. What a wonderful life they must be having. You're feeling so blessed, so drenched in love. And now, dear one, step in. Step into your future. Turn around and look through their eyes. And when you do that, you're in their life, in their reality. You're in the future now. Looking through their eyes, you're looking at the world. You're looking at maybe the place that they live, that you still live at now, or maybe it's a different place. Let it be whatever it is. Just be in that future now, feeling this way. And now you turn around, because you were facing, you're stepping into that future, you're facing the past. You're facing the present you. Let that future you now, with you in that future you, being in that future you, turn around to face the future of your future you. And walk into their life. Just step forth into their life. Feeling this fulfillment. Feeling this sense of peace. Make stuff up. If you're visual, see stuff. If you're a sensing person, then sense stuff. If you get psychic impressions, then get impressions. Be in that future now. Be in this optimal future, in this wonderful golden future, in the midst of this wonderful ball of golden light and radiance and love. Walk around. Be in that future. Test it, taste it, as this new you, as this higher level you. Maybe you might want to go down through a town center, some kind of charming tourist trap, and just see and feel the bubbles of joy and fun people are having. Or maybe you want to walk a path in the wilderness, where the wilderness has rewilded itself, where it's clean and smells good. Or maybe you want to go and visit a family member and love that family member. Maybe you want to heal somebody. Maybe you go find someone that you know always seems to be having a hard time. And maybe you want to heal them. Maybe you go and find where you want to live and what you're... Maybe you start exploring what maybe you might be doing, how that's feeling, what that success feels like. Maybe you're doing something that's going to be part of your career. Ah, what does that feel like? Maybe it's part of your family. What does that feel like? Just find your way and choose something. Something that's of meaning for you. Some area of your life. Maybe it's success. Maybe it's relationships and love. Maybe it has to do with health. Maybe it has to do with spiritual awakening. Go find whatever it is that is the area of the theme that is... that where your issue that we call your commission of challenge, your most stubborn area of concern, where you've grown the most, where you've, which has forced you to grow, which has forced you to heal, which has forced you to change. Go to that maybe, and go beyond the healing of it. Go beyond the issue. The issue doesn't exist anymore. Even the theme is done. You're free. What would that feel like if what you've labored with for years and years no longer limits you in any way? What does that freedom feel like? So we're going to be quiet for just a few seconds while you explore. Remember to keep feeling the freedom, the power, the love, and the safety, trust in the universe. Feel how it's all turning out well. And now you, as your future self, you come to a pause. And you look to you the future of your future. And you see another future self down there. A future of the future. This is the ideal future. This is beyond all the problems of the world. That future you is celebrating a world renewed, a clean environment, a rewilding of nature. That ideal you is experiencing exquisite bliss and ecstatic love. That ideal you is living in a beautiful place, surrounded by a wonderful community. That ideal you is beyond all the politics, beyond all the cultural pain and suffering. It's in real bliss. The world, that future of the future, that ideal future is in a world beyond all the problems of the world. All the stuff, the problems now that have to do in the environment or the politics of medicine, of the limitations of science, of manipulations from top down, it's all over. It's gone. It's done. And you wave at that future, and the future sees you and waves back. That ideal future opens their arms and invite, and you see a golden path between you and them, and you just go running down that path to your ideal, towards the ideal future you. And you get swept up in their arms. This is even further along. You may not be able to stretch further, but try it. Give it a shot. Try to imagine a world beyond all problems. You're beyond your problems, and now the world's beyond all of its problems. What would your ideal world be like? What would it be like living in a society of inclusion and love and celebration and belonging, plenty of prosperity and love and freedom? With magic and miracles. Gosh, what would that be like? It's really a stretch beyond. But let yourself just do Do the best you can right now to imagine. The peace that passes all understanding. And now, you may not be able to really stretch and stay there for very long. This is beyond the beyond. But know that that's where everyone, not just you, everyone is happy. Everyone is fulfilled. Everyone has plenty of space. Everyone has plenty of money or things. Everyone has community. Everyone has love and freedom and empowerment. It's that horizontal society of inclusion and beauty and harmony. And now let yourself turn around. Your future, ideal future, lets you go. And you turn around and you look to your 2 year out future self, point where you were, and you walk back to that place. And then you find yourself shifting out of that back into the you, the current you, the present you, who was hugging and being hugged by the future you 2 years in advance. And you open the embrace and drop your arms. And you look into your future self's eyes and they look into yours with so much love. And you know you're going to be there. You're going to get there. It'll be fine. It'll be grand. The universe will help you. So you take that energy, that wonderful energy that you have experienced now, that resonance, feel it now. Feel it like a bubble of light and love in you. Take that future, the energy of the future, the love, the light, the freedom, the joy, as much as you can feel of it, hold that in you. And now turn around and you can see the path now leading to the present. And there's kind of a ghost of your present self there. And you walk forward, you walk back actually to the present. Till you get to your present self and you step in to your present self and turn around and bring that energy, bring that frequency, bring that incredible sense of fulfillment, peace, love, freedom, joy, happiness, belonging, empowerment, and safety, trust, trusting the universe that supports you. Bring it into your present right now. Bring it in. Feel it in. Feel it come into your physical body now. Bring it back into your body. Let it drench your body with this beautiful energy now. Just fill your whole self up with that future force. And as you do so, you look once again, out to the future, you being now in the present once more. And the pathway to that future, you can tell it's a brighter path. It's a more beautiful path. It has shifted a bit. And that future self is more glowing. Why? Because you are more glowing now. The future self is going to be even more glowing than it was. Because the present that leads to that future is more brilliant now. So that future is brighter. And way beyond that future self, way beyond, you see the ideal future, just incredibly bright, way back there, just amazing. And you hold this energy within yourself and you let it just inform your whole body. Reset, retrain, realign your whole body. Realign your physical body, realign your emotional body. All the problems drop off, realigning your mental body, realigning your spiritual, psychic nature. Realigning and reattuning to that future. That's 2 years in the future. That is now attuned more to the ideal future way beyond. You have changed yourself. Your self-image is greater. You can perceive yourself as a greater spiritual being than you could before you did this process. Own it. You are more valuable now. You are more empowered now. You are freer now. And the universe loves you and supports you, wants you to be you. You're free to be you. You can make choices for you. Hold that resonance right now. Hold it. Accept it. And now, knowing that you are a greater being than you were before, a more expanded being than you were before, a more empowered, free, loving being, let yourself come back to body consciousness. Come back and bring your conscious awareness of your body in the present, bringing back as much of that experience, as much of your imagination of that as you can, bringing it back, and when you're ready, opening your eyes, being here, being aware of your surroundings, being aware of the room. Maybe just rub your knees or something, or just feel your body a little bit, just to ground yourself back in. Now don't throw that energy away. Even if you barely felt anything, it's something. If you do this with practice, it will keep you anchored to a future that will pull you. It will literally pull you. It will draw you. It will call you. It will bring you. Your life becomes more effortless. It becomes more fluid. It becomes more flowing, more magical. Every time you do this, your life can become more magical. You can become freer every time you do this. And your imagination can increase in intensity. So hold on to that memory. Remember the feeling. Hold the feeling. Make it true by choice. This is true for me now. This is who I am now. And own it. And we do recommend that you do this meditation before you do your reality programming or manifestation techniques, because this will line them all up towards that ideal future. It'll line it up to a joyous, beautiful, loving future. All right. So welcome back. You're new. Let it be. Accept it. Don't discount it or dismiss it as your imagination. Don't let it go. Don't get yourself all like wrapped up. Okay, I'll find the keys to get to the car. Okay, it's all gone. No. Hold it. Hold that feeling with you. Because it's the vibration that's going to keep you moving towards that future, eventually it'll be automatic. Eventually it will be a habit for you to hold this expanded resonance. And when that happens, life becomes so much freer, magical, fun. Great stuff can happen. You're brighter now. You're huger and brighter. Your creativity has expanded. Let it continue. Let it continue. Every time you visit the future and you bring the energy back, your future gets better. Your future gets greater. Your future track becomes brighter, happier. And this will hold your image of yourself, the spiritual light being who deserves full happiness. You deserve it. There's nothing to earn. The divine is here to support you 100%. Not earning anything. Stop it if you're earning anything. As soon as you start earning, or thinking you have to do good things in order to earn good things, your energy field is going to go and shrink down. Don't do it. Hold on to this resonance. It's your nature as a spiritual being to have this resonance, to have this potency, this force of light and love and freedom and magnificence and empowerment with the love of the universe supporting you. And feel free always to call upon us. We would love to work with you anytime, but you can call upon us every night when you go to bed. When the light's off, you're ready to fall asleep, you just mentally say, Ikalexis, and imagine yourself floating through the starry sky. Just imagine it and feel safe. Let yourself imagine how safe it is because you're amongst your own. You came from the stars. These are your brothers and sisters. These are your teachers, your guides, all these beautiful light beings showing up as stars for you. And let some of those stars come together and form a bright star, and we will send you a beam of beautiful energy, a beam of light, shimmering and sparkling, can be any color. Maybe it's your favorite color tonight. You can also, you know, just say, look, I want red tonight. I'm working on my root chakra, so I want to heal. I want more red light tonight. I want to ground more richly, more deeply. We'll be happy. We'll be happy to work with you, but to heal. Give us your issues. Give us your problems. Well, sure, yeah, we can. They won't bother us or the one who channels us. We'll just kaboop. We'll just let them go. They're not in our resonance. So let us do that. And you can also ask us to go and work with this, some of your family members, you know, if you have concerns about them. And also, if you want to go into in-depth on any of these, you can always talk to us in a private session. But you can do this. You can. You can keep building your energy, your future self energy, back and forth. Every time you do this, you're greater, you're more. Allow that. And we'll come and work with you at night, and then in the morning when you get up, you'll feel lighter, you'll feel freer. Let yourself receive. The universe is just itching, yearning to give to you. You're a team, your guides, just want to give to you. Let them. Just accept it. Say, I'm grateful. Thank you. Thank you. Work with me. Thank you. It's your time now. It's time. It's time for you to get out of the muck and the mire. It's time for you to stop struggling. It's time for you to find your way home now. Find your way out of the issues. Find your ways out of the problems. Keep calling on us. Keep calling on your guides. Keep calling on your higher self. And keep calling on your futures. They can help you. They can pull you. Help you. Find your answers, your solutions. So you don't have to focus so much on the problems, figuring them out. Let them be. Let them go. focus on the resonance beyond the problems, and then let the problems work themselves out. The future is yours. We have so much enjoyed working with you. We look forward to any time or any experience or any opportunity to work with you again in the future. And of course, in the meantime, call upon us. Go when you go to sleep, or if you're in traffic and you're like stressed. Oh, Glexis, we don't promise that we can clear the traffic for you, but we might be able to reduce your stress a bit, and that can be good. All right, dear ones, we surround you all with our light and our love. Farewell.
Thank you.